92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There was a time when even the best scientists believed it wasn't possible. But the ISS, the International Space Station, has been orbiting the Earth since 1998. It was created through a global cooperation by scientists and manufacturing companies. Over $150 billion has been spent on it so far, and it will continue to cost about $3 billion a year while it's still up in orbit. But the ISS is now several years beyond its intended service period, and it's showing its age. NASA managers have confirmed that in 2030, their laboratory in space will be programmed to deorbit and strategically land back on Earth in the Pacific Ocean. And when I say land, what I mean is whatever pieces haven't burned up during reentry will crash into the ocean and sink so deep they'll never be seen again. So the question now is, what's next? Apparently, NASA has decided they don't want to host any more research projects up in space, and they've handed daily operations for the ISS over to private companies for its remaining time in orbit.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.